Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Your hometown today is Oak Park, and we're going right there right now. Shane Blakely is the general manager of Val's Valhalla, which is a record store, meaning it sells vinyl. Hi, Shane. How you doing?
Hey there.
Everything okay out there? Everything, you got the vinyl, all the vinyl you need? Can I bring some over?
Absolutely, you can.
You got any Taylor Swift on disc?
A whole lot of it, actually, yeah.
Do you have... We recently
sold about 100 copies of the signed one, too. Yeah.
So Taylor Swift vinyl, I understood, sold like either 50,000 or 500,000 copies. Did you carry the vinyl, or do you carry the vinyl?
Absolutely. Wow. The whole catalog that we can get our hands on, yeah.
Man, so that has... How long have you been there, Shane? Enough of this Taylor
Swift talk. I've worked for Valhalla now for about 21 years.
Now, is it an urban legend, or is it true that you graduated from high school in Michigan and came over here and went to work at Valhalla's?
That is correct, yeah. I was working shortly after high school, I worked at a music store in Saginaw, and kind of during that time saw High Fidelity, and it became my goal to have a record store in Chicago. So one thing led to another, and here I am, you know.
Well, my wife is from Oak Park, and I was talking to her earlier, well, actually yesterday, about Valhalla, and she was filling me in on the fantastic reputation it has, the history it has. She was in there as a, you know, teenager and a young adult buying who knows what way back then, and the fact that the store has survived this long is amazing. How do you think that was done, Shane? I mean, you know, we start out with vinyl and all of that, and the 45s and the 33s, and you get your 8-tracks, and you get your CDs, and you get your streaming, and you know what I mean.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, it's a testament to the community that they loved us and kept us around this long, and there's a lot of history here, and it's a unique space where, you know, former employees, you know, going back is even before it was Valhalla, back when it was NMC, flew out to work for free the last day when we moved from the old location, and every year for the anniversary sale, old employees will just kind of come and work that day. And there's not many, you know, mom and pop or retail stores that garner that level of commitment from its former staff, you know.
Absolutely.
It just becomes this kind of family, you know, and everybody remembers fondly their whatever time that they were here. Most of them, not nearly as long as I've been around, but well, I think I take the cake other than Val herself at that. But
you know, it's good that you have been there that long, because now I've got you on the air and you can discuss firsthand the challenges and how a record store overcame them and is still, as we started the interview, selling vinyl, Taylor Swift, and who knows what else. I mean, that's an incredible story. Can you stay on the line there? Let's do some more. This is Shane Blakely, who's the general manager of Valhalla's record store in Oak Park, which is your hometown today. And we'll do some more when we come back on 720 WGN. Shane Blakely, who, if you're just joining us, is the general manager of Val's Valhalla record store, which is at 239 Harrison Street, Oak Park. Am I correct?
You're correct. And the name is V-A-L apostrophe, new word, lowercase H-A-L-L-A. Oh. It's Val's Valhalla. Yeah.
What did I say?
Val's Valhalla.
Oh, sorry.
It's a play on the word, yeah.
Yeah, the Viking in me came out.
Right.
Yeah, sorry about that. I don't even know why I did that. So, what year was it that you came to the store?
It was about 21 years ago, so around about 2001-ish, I guess. Yeah.
Oh, so it's in WGN years, that's like yesterday.
Yes.
So, I was going to, there was no, well, maybe you do know. So, back in the day, like in the 70s, two radio stations in town would put out this list of the top songs of the week and send these surveys to various record stores.
Sure, the LS.
Yes. Did you see those?
Are
those
Val held on to a bunch of those over the years.
No kidding.
Yeah, she never threw anything away. So she had those charts from dating back to when the store had opened. Yeah.
Yeah. My wife said kids would come in every week, I guess, to check the surveys to see if they had something on there that they wanted.
What's fascinating is not many of those titles have changed. If we were still doing those counts, Fleetwood Mac Rumors would be number one.
That's right.
Today.
I know. Yeah. That's thank you to the person who invented the format classic rock. Yeah. Absolutely right. Where was I going with this? When I was a kid and I would go into this record store in my hometown, and if I wanted to buy some 45s, they'd give me the 45s that I was thinking about, and I could go into a booth and listen to them before I decided if I wanted to buy them. Did you guys ever do that?
Yeah, we've had listening stations at different times. Nowadays, we mostly, if somebody wants me to spin something for them, we're happy to do so. We're also the only store in the world that has a listening booth refrigerator.
Okay, now.
We call it the Soundarator.
All right. I mean, obviously that means that someone goes into a refrigerator and listens to music. Do you pipe the music in? Are you piping the music in, or is there some sort of turntable?
We can cue up whatever song you like.
And is it refrigerated, or is it just...
Not anymore. It was actually Val's parents' fridge from the 1940s that became the store fridge for years and years. And it, while it technically worked, it was kind of gross and leaky. And, you know, when Trevor took over a few years back, one of the first things I asked was, you got to get that thing out of here. I'm over it. You know, and it flooded every week. I was like, no, thank you. And rather than, you know, ship it off to the dumpster, which I would have been perfectly happy with, his wife came up with the bright idea to turn it into a listening booth. So we built it out.
Wow.
And now we got that thing running, playing whatever song anyone requests.
No wonder people keep coming back. I mean, that's the kind of thing, like you said, you can't find that anywhere else. But to adapt to the changing climate of consumption, beyond music, you have other items, I understand. What shall I call it? Not paraphernalia, but clothing or T-shirts or things like that?
We have several different options for the store-branded stuff, and we stock all formats of music and video. We like to have a little bit of everything.
And you are online.
Yes, very much online, all over the place, with our website and, you know, selling online and all the social media. Yep, we're all over the place.
So what are your hours and what days are you open?
We are open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 11 to 7, 11 to 5 on Sundays, and closed on Wednesday. But even then, there's sometimes one of us here, then even. And then, let's see, Black Friday coming up, which is a big deal we want to focus on. We'll be opening up at 9 that day. Gosh knows when the line will actually start for all the limited edition goodies we'll have out.
Like what?
Oh, there's hundreds of titles.
Okay.
A lot of, you know, hip-hop reissues. I'm very excited about A Kid in Play.
Yeah.
There's the Death Widow, which is Dave Grohl's heavy metal.
Yeah, yeah. I love him. He is such a rocker.
And it's really good, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there's this Watchmen soundtrack that a lot of people have been asking about. Mm-hmm. They got pushed back from other record store day lists. All sorts of good stuff.
Well, thank you so much for being with us, Shane, and congratulations on being an Oak Park institution, and all the best to you. Have a great night.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks to the people out in Oak Park today for letting us have them as our own hometown. I've been out there many times, and it is really a fine, fine place. Love it. The Frank Lloyd Wright houses are just... really, really good.
To get more Your Hometown content and submit suggestions for your hometown, visit WGNRadio.com/yourhometown.